When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. X, the kid that was wearing the top coat in the Oval Office, telling Trump to shut the fuck up. I guess the kid's sick. And Grimes wants to know what's going on with the kid. And Elon will not respond. She says, our child will suffer lifelong impairment if Elon doesn't respond. Grimes wrote of Elon in a series of since-deleted posts on X Thursday. So she was trying to reach the idiot, and nothing was working, so she took to the platform and aired it out publicly. And I'm sure that Musk, on his mobile device, he fully has the ability to just delete anybody's tweets or X. What do they call them now? Posts on X. So those disappeared. God knows who actually deleted them. Grimes is saying there is a medical crisis with the kid. Now, I don't know what she means by a medical crisis. Is she overstating it? Perhaps. Is she understating it? I guess that's possible. We don't know. Perhaps Trump finally snapped and backhanded the kid. Grimes is a singer-songwriter. She's 36. I don't know anything about Grimes. I don't know her music. I had no idea she was a singer-songwriter. I just thought she was some chick. She urged 53-year-old Musk to, quote, please respond about our child's medical crisis. See, this is what Freebeer's going to go through, because this is the same age difference between free beer and the nose. Ultimately, that's where this is going to go. And not because of the wide age difference. Well, it might be. People are in totally different eras there. 36 to 53, that just doesn't work, in my opinion. Grimes continued, I am sorry to do this publicly, Elon, but it is no longer acceptable to ignore this situation. This requires immediate attention. She did not elaborate on what the medical crisis was. They first became linked in 2018. They dated off and on before calling it quits. That's embarrassing. I combine quits and quick to give you quicks. Quits for good in 2022. The two share three children. One child is named the letter X, with in a symbol that I don't know next to it. And then another one, which is A-XII. I think that's the same child because it's three kids. One kid is X. The other one's name is Exa Dark. Yes, the first one's name is X. That's the four-year-old that told Trump to go fuck himself. Exa Dark is three. And Techno Mechanicus is two. Those are the names of the children. X, Exa Dark, and that's EXA, Exa Dark. Oh, I take it back. Exa Dark Side Reel. You think I'm kidding, don't you? This is the one child, the four-year-old that told Trump to go fuck himself. That's what the kid's known as. I guess you just say X because that's what I heard Musk refer to the kid as. The three-year-old is Exa Dark Side Rail, and it's S-I-D-E-R-A-E-L, and the A and the E are really close together. And I don't know, it might be Rayel. Exa Dark Side Rayel. And the two-year-old is Techno Mechanicus. What does that tell you about the mindset of Elon Musk? If you name a child, well, they're all fucking ridiculous. But I think the most ridiculous of the three of those is Techno Mechanicus. Now, those three are going to grow up really, really fucked up. Those will be fucked up people, no doubt. The oldest one is already fucked up. But I want to envision that, like, let's use Techno Mechanicus for an example. 2 years old right now, but let's go fast forward 18 years from now. Techno Mechanicus is 20 years old and hates his dad and hates his mom, and he just wants to be like a florist. And he's 100% normal, and he's broke away from the family. He's still named Techno Mechanicus. He would have to go and get his name changed or stick with it. This is another example of how, when I've explained to you folks that when you become incredibly wealthy, your brain is fucked up. You do fucked up shit. Like, name your kids Techno Mechanicus. That is horrible. That's as abusive as, like, physically beating the child, in my opinion. Maureen says, why did those mothers agree to such stupid names? Elon must have paid them off for it. Well, this is just one mother. This is just Grimes had those kids. Well, I think maybe you got to look at the fact that money had something to do with it. It would have to be, right? Well, anyway, now David is, he is a staunch supporter of Trump. So how do you feel, being that we are not 2 months into the tenure, and a guy who named his kid Technicus Mechanicus has a lot of sway and pull when it comes to presidential influence and leading the country? Are you comfortable with the fact that a man who named his child Technicus Mechanicus can walk into the Oval Office and bend the ear of the president? Does that make you comfortable? Because if you say to me, I am completely comfortable with a man who named his child Technicus Mechanicus helping lead the country, I think you're either retarded or lying. You can only be one of those two things. Nick says that the kid's name rules. Technicus Mechanicus? I'm sorry, Techno Mechanicus. Do you shorten it up? He calls the one kid X, but there's a lot more to that name, and he only calls him X. Does he call the kid Techie or Tech or Mech or... I don't know. Cole says he is completely okay with a guy who named his kid Techno Mechanicus being the leader of the free world. All right. It's all stupid. You guys are idiots. I want you to know that. Well, anyway, something wrong with that fucking kid. That's why this is being talked about. Grimes, who, she's got a weird name too. I mean, Jesus, her name's Grimes. Wonder what her real name is. Grimes' real name. Claire Elise Boucher. She's a Canadian musician. She was, like I said, on the platform saying, I'm not giving any details, Elon. But he won't respond to texts, calls, or emails, and has skipped every meeting, and our child will suffer lifelong impairment if he doesn't respond ASAP. So I need him to fucking respond, and if I have to apply public pressure, then I guess that's where we're at. In a separate reply, Grimes laughed after a fan told her she had been shadow banned on X, meaning her posts have become restricted and less visible to others. In a before and after screenshot shared by the fan, Grimes' tweet is visible on one side, but appears to be removed on the other. LOL, she wrote in response. Our social media user asked Grimes if she had taken her son to a pediatrician and received a second opinion, to which she replied, yes. Musk has not publicly responded as of this writing. This is from people. Instead of being present in his children's lives, he'd rather tweet memes, a source told people. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Musk was with X in the goddamn Oval Office. I mean, that had to be a great moment. If you're Grimes, you got to be looking at when X was there, dressed in the top coat, little top coat, standing next to Dad, who's standing above Trump, wearing blue jeans and a baseball cap. And the kid told Trump to shut the fuck up. Now, I can remember stuff from when I was 4 years old, like actual things, birthday parties and stuff like that. When this kid was four, he was telling the president to shut the fuck up. So I would say that in 30 years, X is going to say, Dad, do you remember that time when I told Trump during that press conference to go fuck himself? Yeah, well, that was great. That was with some fantastic memories. I don't know what the fuck mom's talking about. Saying that you weren't meaningful in my life. You let me into the Oval Office where you were holding a meeting as the president of the United States with that old fuck Trump next to you. And I told him, a four-year-old, I told him to go fuck himself. High five. That was a fantastic moment. I love that you let me do that. So Grimes is crazy if she thinks that those boys are not doing meaningful things. Musk let his kid tell the president to fuck off in front of a camera. That's very meaningful. That's the most meaningful. Earlier in the month, she took issue with Musk taking X to that meeting, revealing that she found out about the appearance through a random user on X. So it sounds to me like she's the one that doesn't have anything going on with the kid. He should not be in public like this. Now, I disagree with that because every president who has had a kid has had them running around the Oval Office. There's a famous picture in the Smithsonian of Kennedy in office, and his son, John, is in the desk playing Fort. So, no, that's bullshit. That's makes the president seem like he's a family man. I'm talking about President Musk here. I can't think of anything that's more family-like than that little kid telling Trump to go fuck off while his dad, the president, speaks. Grimes said, I did not see this. Thank you for alerting me, but I'm glad he was polite. Sigh. Well, I mean, he told the president to fuck off. Grimes' tweets also come about a week after author Ashley Sinclair said, she welcomed a child with Musk. Well, no, I didn't know about that. So Ashley Sinclair is now another mother of one of Elon's children. Wow, I didn't know that Elon had so many children. He has 13 children. Wow. I did not know. I might have known that, but I forgot it because it just goes in one ear and out the other. I had no idea that guy had so many children. Leave it to Butler says the kid has never been told no. No, you don't want him to be told no. This person, this four-year-old, is on a path to be the president of the United States. Okay? I don't know if Elon can run because I don't think he was born in the U.S., right? And I think that there's a law against that, which is, it's a stupid law. That's a dumbass law that you can't actually be the president if you weren't born in the United States. Let's see. Names of all of Elon's kids. Leave it to Butler says he was born in South Africa, if I remember correctly. Who are you, by the way? I've been getting a spate of people who are new, and I'm curious about who they are. Names of all of Elon's kids. Well, this one's old because it says it's 12 children. So I guess we don't have a name for the 13th one yet. He had a child that passed in 02 to SIDS. Child was 10 weeks old. Nevada Alexander Musk. That's pretty cool. He has a 20-year-old child, by the way. Justine Wilson is a Canadian author. He was married to her from 2000 to 08. I don't know if they have any kids. Grimes, we already talked about that. Siobhan Zillis. Let's see. Any names? All right, we talked about Nevada. There's Griffin Musk. IVF pregnancy. And twin Vivian. They are 20. There's Kai Musk, Saxon Musk, and Damian Musk. These all sound very regal to me. Kai, Saxon, and Damian. Damian is like the same name as that character in that movie, The Omen. All right, then there's X. Azure. A-Z-U-R-E. And Azure's twin, Strider, which I think is a character in The Hobbit. Exa Dark, Side Rail, Musk. Talked about that. Techno Mechanicus, also known as Taw. Baby number 12 with Siobhan Zillis was born in the first half of 2024. That child's name has not been revealed. It's a secret. And then Ashley St. Clair had the latest one. So you've got women. He has multiple women that at various times, multiple women have had babies at about the same time, and they're totally cool with that. So again, this is all based on the money that this man generates. This is like one of the wealthiest people on the planet. If not the wealthiest. Chris says that the name A-Z-U-R-E is pronounced Azure. Azure. It means blue. Tophus says he has no business having children. Why in the world would you make that type of suggestion? I don't know how you come up with this shit. You want the ultra wealthy to have many children. You cannot disregard the brilliance of this man. This is a very, very bright individual. And we need bright individuals in the world. We need the eccentric billionaires. We have to have them. Do you realize how much this man is influencing culture or has influenced culture right now? Is he crazy? Fuck yes, he is. But I've just given you about 25 minutes of fucking gold based on this man's retardation. And here you are bashing him because he's had children. What the fuck is wrong with you? Nick's got it right. He says, please respect your future overlords. What I'm doing right now is seated forever. It will never disappear. And on the off chance that Azure ever sees me talking about Musk, I'm going to be looked on with great favor. I am planting the seeds for my existence well into the future. So you shut your fucking mouth. David says we need more smart people having children instead of morons having them. Exactly. Tophus says he's praying for that meteor to hit. Now, that's just despicable. Actually, it isn't. I wouldn't mind if the meteor hit too, but only in a few select places. I've narrowed it down to North Korea and Greg's house. Rebecca says, I'm bashing him because he's a Nazi. The bad father thing is secondary. All right. All we know about him being a Nazi is that he's a Nazi. Tophus says, Washington, North Korea, and Greg's house. All right. That is all that I have to say about this. I hope that the child X is not really in any great peril and that Grimes, a.k.a. Clarice Elise Boucher, is just being dramatic, which I guess could be the case. Excuse me. I have an update that I want to get to of the guy who drove from right here in Rockford, Michigan, which is near me, not here exactly, all the way to Pennsylvania, burnt down the house of the guy that was flirting with his ex-girlfriend, who also lives near him in Rockford, Michigan. Drove all the way to Bensalem, Pennsylvania. A cop say had an incendiary device, got into the home, lit the inside of the house on fire, got the fuck out of the house, and six people had to go to the hospital. Two dogs died. The house a total loss. He was seen on the fucking Ring door cam. He's got burn cream in his car that they found, and his arms had been burned. He was arrested. They saw his license plate. All the way back to Michigan on the plate readers, on the interstate and the toll booths and all that other shit. And you cannot get away with anything. And he's a 22-year-old fuckface from right here. And the local cops went and got him, and he's going to be extradited to Pennsylvania. Well, he did a jailhouse interview. So this is cool. I can't wait to hear what this psychopath has to say. Let's get into it now. You can't hear anything. You know, on a week where I've been thoroughly embarrassed by doing things like not turning my mic on and the computer crashing, it would have been a real bummer if this one blew up in my face, too. Let's start over. Jesus.
From the Rockford man accused of burning down a Pennsylvania home last week because he was jealous of one of the people sleeping inside.
News 8 continuing our coverage with this story and an exclusive jailhouse interview tonight. Megan Bunchman spoke with 21-year-old Harrison Jones this morning. And she joins us now with what he had to say. Megan?
Brian Sue, Harrison Jones of Rockford maintains...
Megan Bunchman. Reporting.
His innocence. His version of the story, far from that of police who claim Jones set fire to a home to get back at a romantic rival. In my exclusive interview today, Jones says that he was, in fact, in Pennsylvania the morning of that horrific fire because he says he was forced to be there.
Hmm. I can't really say a whole lot, but yeah, I mean, I drove out there, but I didn't set the house on fire. I didn't do any of that.
For the first time since a family of six narrowly escaped from their burning home in Pennsylvania, we're hearing from the man accused of arson, as well as six counts of attempted murder.
I'm really upset that the house got burned down. Like, it's... I feel so bad for this family. And I'm gonna try to do everything I can to make it right. I just don't.
Okay, so now you're saying you kind of did. You're going to try to do everything you can to make it right.
I just don't know. I feel really, really bad about it, though. I mean, they lost everything.
Harrison Jones maintains his innocence Thursday as he spoke from the Kent County Jail, where he awaits extradition.
It wasn't me that set the fire.
Jones said that while he did, in fact, drive to Pennsylvania the morning of the 10th.
I drove alone out there, and I think they were already out there.
He was not the man caught on camera breaking into the home and setting it on fire.
I don't want to, you know, risk anybody else's safety, but they basically blackmailed me into doing it. They forced me into doing it.
Okay, wait a minute. You just said you didn't do it, and now you're saying they blackmailed you and forced you into doing it. So that's weird.
Forced me into doing it, or else, I mean, if I would have had a choice, I would have stayed home.
Police reports placed Jones in his family car in the Ben Salem suburban neighborhood just after 5 that Monday morning. One of the homeowners told police she woke up to a man inside of her home right before the fire was set. Jones says that person was not him, but them.
No.
Megan held up a note. Did you break into the home? Were you ever inside?
I never broke in. I was never inside. And the next thing I remember, I was just driving back out of Pennsylvania.
When asked who they are, Jones didn't want to say, adding they were still a threat and that he is protecting his own family and the girl involved with one of the people who lived in that home, the supposed romantic rival.
This is something that, you know, has been completely on me. I've dealt with them for the past 4 years, since I was 17.
When Kent County Sheriff's Office conducted a search days later at Jones's family home in Rockford, they found burn cream, gauze, and a lock picking kit in his room. When arrested, police noted that Jones had, quote, fresh wounds on his arms.
I told that it was self-harm, and I told the people at my work that they were propane burns, but, they did it to, They did it to, quote-unquote, teach me a lesson. So, I don't really want to talk about it.
No.
But I didn't do it to myself.
Jones.
By the way, he's handsome and young. He is going to be giving up so much asshole in prison. I mean, he's going to have a dong in his mouth more often than, like, not when he's in prison. He is so fucked, literally. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be normal for him to have 3 dicks in his butt at once.
Will be back in Pennsylvania within the next week or so, where he will be formally charged with 13 felonies and 9 misdemeanors. I did ask him about his mental state leading up to the weeks before the fire. He says that while he has seen therapists in the past, he has never been diagnosed with a mental disorder.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's going to change, because that'll probably have something to do with your defense.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Nick says he's going to need that burn cream for his ass. Maureen says it's self-harm. It's self-harm, he said then. Then I didn't do it myself. Come on. Jeremy says his lawyer is pissed this morning. Yeah, have we not learned anything from Better Call Saul? Shut up. Don't talk to them. My God. Cole says, stop talking, you dumbass. Nick says he's cooking up his insanity defense. Yoda World says, so not crazy, just stupid. The Hamburglar made him do it. Definitely wasn't him for sure. Nick says he essentially did it like, I didn't burn no house. Yeah, I burnt the house down. Okay. So you're seen running outside of the house, your license plate, your car description, all on camera. You've got a lock picking kit, which is no doubt how you got into the house. Burn cream, gauze, and an incendiary device. You burn the fucking house down. You've got a motive. Donut Dan, with his years of law enforcement, says, when we say you have the right to remain silent, that should be a clue to shut the hell up. Tofa says, I want to know who they are. Well, that's the best he could come up with on the spot. This is not a smart individual. This is the type of guy that you, Tofus, would rather see having children down the road as opposed to someone smart like Elon Musk. Tofus wants that guy to lead the nation. My God, is that ugly. All right. I can't wait to hear more about this story. All right, I got one more before I come up with the asshole of the day today. Which, by the way, if you have an asshole of the day, by all means, you can nominate in the chat. Thank you so much for being here on the chat. You guys are doing an amazing job. Before we get to the next story, though, that I have for you. First off, thank you to Rick over at TC Paintball. TC Paintball, book an event today at the premier paintball destination in the great state of Michigan. No matter where you are, if you happen to get over to West Michigan or plan it out, you can have a window of fun unlike any other. What an experience at TC Paintball. Whether you're playing indoors or outdoors, they have you covered. Go to tcpaintballgr.com for more information. Green Medicine Shop is the cannabis shop here that I have on the show. For recreational cannabis, 21 plus, adult use, or 18 to 21 with a med card. You can get the med card by going to thegreenmedicineshop.com. Head to their website and check out their great dope deals. I realize it's kind of far away, and you probably already have a shop, but I want you to try out the Green Medicine Shop. They have a pharmacist on staff who works every day. Monday through, 7 days a week till 9 p.m. That is Shawnee, one of the owners. A pharmacist by trade and can answer any questions you may have if you are canna curious, as it's known. Grand Rapids Gold basketball tomorrow night. You can head to grandrapidsgold.com. It's Paw Patrol night. So gather the kids. Gather the grandkids. Get your tickets at GrandRapidsGold.com. Affordable family fun in West Michigan. The kids, grandkids, be able to meet the Paw Patrol characters. It goes on GrandRapidsGold.com. And I just found out Joe Martinez is going to be in attendance for this one. I don't know if he's here right now. He might be. Yes, I see him right now. He is actually watching and listening to this as he installs a new setup on the roof of the building that Striders in Granville, Michigan is at right now. He is just down the road doing his job. And Joe Martinez is going to be at Paw Patrol night. So it's a star-studded affair at Van Andel Arena. You might want to go just for that reason alone. Coming up the following Friday, so a week from today, it's Flint Tropics night, which is a big hitter. This is so much fun. And we're doing a shout-out to the film for Flint Tropics Night that you just are not going to believe. Similar to the film, we are having a person play the part of Jackie Moon. That would be Jake Wilder. It was a tremendous local wrestler. Jake Wilder is going to play the part of Jackie Moon and is going to wrestle Dewey the Killer Bear courtside while the game is going on. I shit you not. Flint Tropics night, next Friday, Grand Rapids Gold. Jake Wilder as Jackie Moon taking on Dewey the Killer Bear at Van Andel Arena for Flint Tropics night. Now, if that isn't worth the price of admission alone, I don't know what is. Get your tickets at GrandRapidsGold.com. He's wrestling a fucking bear. My God. This is going to be big. There's going to be all sorts of media there. This is going to be seen on ESPN, not Top 10, all that shit. Is Joe going to be dressed as one of the Paw Patrol characters? Maybe if there is a Latino one. Chris says that Nick in the arena can wrestle bears. No, it's an actual bear. There's no dressing as a bear involved. It's a real bear that we're wrestling. You would not believe the hoops that the team had to go through to make this happen, because we have to keep the animal rights activists at bay for the bear. Okay. Where was I? Lost my place. Sorry. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Three locations: Caledonia, Northland Drive, 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Go to their website, kingsroom.net, for exact locations, schedules, and whatnot. Haircuts are $19. They've been doing this for more than 50 years. They're the best. Haircuts for a king and chicks who like short hair at King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. All right. PETA, Chris says, yes, we had to pay off PETA. We had to make a donation to PETA, the basketball team did, in order to get them to leave us alone so we can do the bit where Jake Wilder, as Jackie Moon, wrestles the bear. It's a huge donation. Nick says bears belong in the woods. I hope it goes disgruntled. I'm going to be rooting for the bear, actually. I hope the bear actually kills Jake Wilder as Jackie Moon. Last but not least today, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage wants you, if you are living in the United States of America and you need a mortgage, there's only one person to call. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Van Dyke Mortgage, all across the United States, number one for a reason, 231-332-6505. Mario will roll out the red carpet for you, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. Okay? Buy now, refinance later with Mario. This is being described as a teacher behaving poorly. Now, I don't know why they are referencing the person, why they are bringing up where the guy works. I don't know if that applies to the story. You be the judge. A 57-year-old guy in a community in Michigan known as Calhoun County. The area, the actual town, is called Coldwater. And this is a disaster. Most Michigan towns are. Coldwater is a real shit show. And a guy has a house with somebody that who is renting out like part of the house. So he lives there and some chick lives there. She's like in her bedroom and she notices something that wasn't there before. And she's kind of like, what the fuck is that? And she thinks it's a camera. So she actually starts to dismantle what she thinks it is. It was actually disguised as a cell phone USB plug. Yeah, you can just plug your phone in here and it's aimed like at the bed. And she also noticed that there was one in the bathroom. So she's thinking, what the fuck? So I guess she thought maybe this is a camera. I'm not really sure what led to the revelation that it could be a camera. But she actually dismantled it and gave it to a friend and said, hey, what is this? And he said, oh, hey, this is a camera. He's getting beaver shots of you when you're in the bedroom and when you're in the shower. And so she's like, oh, my God. So she gave it to the detective. And this guy's in trouble now. And again, it's his house. But I guess that if it's your house and you have someone living there and you set up a camera to get a beaver shot, you can actually get in trouble for that. And I wonder if that's going to be his defense. Like, hey, it's my house. I can do whatever I want. There's not a lot to this, but I'm going to go ahead and play how they can, how they're actually reporting on it with the local TV station.
We have new information tonight about a Calhoun County man accused of secretly recording people undressing. 57-year-old Keith Johnson was arraigned today in Calhoun County. Johnson was a middle school teacher in Coldwater. Court documents say...
I don't know why... Okay, so if this is illegal, I mean, I don't know the law. He might be able to say, it's my house, I can do what I want, but I'm guessing he is actually in trouble. But it's interesting to me that they're pointing out that he's a middle school teacher.
A woman who had been living in Johnson's house noticed two cameras disguised as USB plugs. Prosecutors say those cameras recorded the woman in the shower and while she was undressing in her bedroom. Johnson is expected back in court next Friday.
Okay. So how'd you like to be like the guy who runs the school district? Do you lose your job from that? I mean, it's a felony, and he's, I guess, innocent until proven guilty. Detectives found the camera in the bathroom. She found the one in the bedroom. She was arrested on Tuesday. In a Wednesday letter to families, Coldwater Community Schools Superintendent Paul Flynn said that Johnson, a Legge middle school teacher, was placed on leave after the arrest. The superintendent said there is currently no evidence that the alleged crimes took place on school property or involve school resources, but also noted the investigation is ongoing. He said the district is working with investigators and conducting an internal investigation. So, I mean, if you're like in the school, you want to go and check out like the locker rooms to see if there's any cameras in there. I'm guessing that's the first thing that they did. The guy's bond was set at $4,000. I wonder if he can beat it by just saying, yeah, it's my house. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Either way, I'm glad that they're reporting on this because who wants to know or be associated with a guy who's shooting video of people unsuspecting in their bedroom or the bathroom? I mean, I think that that makes you look like such a, well, you are such a creep if you do something like that. You know, every day we are on this show talking about idiots who do stupid things and whatnot. And I just am so thankful that the extent of my creepiness is like feet. And then that's it. You know, there is nothing else creepy about me. And I'm so excited about that. I'm just thankful beyond belief that I didn't get fucked up to a point where I'm actually doing things that I have to keep secret and keep from people so that one day it gets found out and then everybody's like, oh my God, he's disgusting. Holy shit, he has sex with dogs. Chris says, why is there 27 USB ports in the shower? Yeah, there's one on like the shower floor looking up. Aram says pop is a little. Yeah, I disagree with that. First of all, I did not give myself the name pop. The neighborhood kids did call me pop and they call me Rich Eric. I had nothing to do with that. All I did was offered to the local kids that if they want, they can come swim in my pool during the summer months. Now, I realize how terrible that sounds. Old man, all of his kids have left the house saying, hey, kids, come on over in your bathing suits and swim at Pop's house. And I think what I actually said isn't that different than what I just, you know, you're right. It does sound incredibly creepy, and I get that. I understand how creepy it sounds that I want little kids to come over and swim in my pool. David says that alone is a bit creepy. Well, I don't want them to swim in my pool. All right. All I said is if you guys need a place to swim, you can swim here. I don't care. You just have to bring your dad or your mom or both to supervise you. I am not going to supervise you. No one uses the goddamn pool except for Pooh Bear and when she brings her friends over and they get drunk in the backyard in the summer. I do not use the pool. You're more than welcome to it. More often than not. If you want to use this as a community kid pool, if your moms and dads want to come in here, I don't give a shit as well. Aram says, didn't you do something with a lawnmower? Well, that's how this all started. The kid was raising money to go to summer camp. The mom said, can the kid come over and mow your lawn? I said, yes. It became very obvious when we started that he was going to struggle with the mower. You know, his little kid. So I helped the kid, and I helped him push it. And I gave him his $10, and then that was it. And then he goes, wow, you have a pool? You're rich. And I go, I know. If you want, you can use it. So then that word spread like wildfire, and then the name Mr. Pop Pop. Was somebody came up with that. Chris says, and you helped him paint the lawnmower in the shed. It was a birdhouse. Let's see. Joe Martinez says all day the kids watch Paw Patrols, hence him wanting to go to the game. Are you going to be knocking back beers in the stands there, by the way? All right, so I guess it does sound kind of creepy. It won't be long till the kids are in my backyard. Yesterday's asshole of the day was Kelly Marie Bryant, that mother in Detroit who left her kids unattended for, 4 years. She, by the way, her bond was set at $250,000. The asshole of the day today is brought to you by TC Paintball. You know, sometimes people say that you can't make someone who has mental health issues the asshole of the day, and I totally disagree. The arson psycho is the asshole of the day. Okay? You can absolutely be an asshole and a psycho at the same time. All right. We've covered a lot of ground today. We made it through despite some technical issues, a computer freezing up, and my just overall incompetence. So that's it. I will be joining you on the Patreon bonus podcast a little later on. You're welcome to be there with me. There are no ads in that. It is powered only by you, the audience. So if you want to try 7 days free, please go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Yoda World says thanks for the show. Well, actually, thank you. You know, if I didn't have my handful of people, my posse, watching what I do and buying into this nonsense, I would actually have to get a real job. And I absolutely prefer to do this 1 million times out of 1 million than actually having a job where I have to answer to some piece of shit boss. So I actually thank you. You have made all of my dreams come true by supporting this podcast. On the Patreon, but on Monday morning for weigh-in day on Fatathon 2025. Good luck to all of you fat bastards, and may the one who loses the most weight in the last week get the star on the bluff. Till then, have a good one, folks, and bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.